A long overdue moment of recognition unfolded yesterday at Wellington Terrace Long-Term Care Home, where 108-year-old resident Lucille Anna Joan Fuller was honored for her service during the Second World War. Born in 1918 in Austerley, England, Joan, as she prefers to be called, served with the Women's Auxiliary Air Force as a radar operator, a critical role in Britain's air defense network. After training at RAF Cranwell, she was stationed in Northern Ireland, detecting and plotting aircraft movements at a time when the threat of air attack was constant. She later served near Dover, monitoring air traffic over the English Channel and the Thames Estuary. Joan's wartime service took place against the backdrop of the Blitz, rationing, and personal loss. In 1943, her younger brother Basil was killed while serving in Italy. Despite the tragedy, Joan continued her duties until she took an early discharge on compassionate grounds, returning home to care for her ill mother shortly before the war's end. I asked Joan what made her join the army.
Oh, I don't know. I was talking with this friend and she persuaded me. Finally, she won. I went to join up.
In 1947, after the war, Joan moved to Canada with her future husband, Christopher. It's believed that move overseas is why Joan never received the 1939-45 War Medal she was entitled to, an oversight that went unnoticed for decades. It wasn't until November of last year, during an interview conducted by Soldier Search, that it was discovered Joan had never been awarded the medal recognizing her service. Her daughter Felicity talks about why Joan decided to move from Britain to Canada.
She wanted to get married to the man who moved here. She was very, very happy. She said it was the best day in her life. And then she, luckily, some good luck happened, and she ended up coming on the maiden voyage of the Queen Mary.
The maiden voyage, that's
yeah.
Cool.
So there she is in a nice luxurious yacht coming all the way to New York. Yeah, and then my father, and they weren't married yet, met her there, mm-hmm. And then they got married.
On January 15th of this year, Joan celebrated her 108th birthday, and yesterday she also made history while millions of 1939-45 war medals have been issued to Second World War veterans. Joan Fuller is believed to be the oldest person ever to receive the honor. For those gathered at Wellington Terrace, the ceremony was more than a medal presentation. It was a reminder that even decades later, service and sacrifice are never forgotten. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.